السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلى آله الطیبین وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. رفيقان ملت, respected audience, before I begin speaking on the topic that I have been given, may we all send durood, salutations on the most perfect human, the best human being to have ever walked this earth. May we all send salutations upon the Shafi'ul Mudhnibin and the mercy of all mankind, Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif padhe. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی sent his prophets and his messengers to mankind so that the prophets and the messengers of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی call the people towards Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and so that they differentiate between the right and the wrong for the people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a prophet or a messenger, he would pass the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when he would pass away from this world, the people would forget the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would begin to walk astray from the right path. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send another prophet to guide them back onto the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it is a known fact that Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the final prophet and there is no prophet or messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus the question arises that after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stay on the correct path? And the answer is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya, that the ulama-i-kiram, they are the inheritors of the anbiya-i-kiram. And thus, the ulama of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the naibin, they are the representatives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, when a person passes away from this world, when a person dies, he leaves behind his house, he leaves behind his wealth, he leaves behind his money, he leaves behind what he owns for his family, not for his friends, for his family. However, when a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this world, then the prophet of Allah leaves no wealth. He leaves no material from this world, but he leaves the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that anybody, not only the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but anybody wishes to take the inheritance inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will take a full part. When a man dies, his belongings and his wealth is distributed. 1/6 for the mother, 1/2 for such and such a person, 1/3 for such and such a person. But when a Prophet of Allah dies, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he leaves behind his inheritance, and everybody can take a full share. And it is not distributed that you can only have this much, you can only have this much. But every one of you can take as much as you want. Thus the ulama ikram, they are the waritheen, they are the inheritors of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is why the ulama-i-kiram, the fuqaha-i-kiram, have clearly stated that he who disrespects an alim-i-deen, he who disrespects or disregards an alim-i-deen, he has committed kufr. Jisne kisi alim-e deen ki tauheen ki to usne kufr kiya. Why is that? Because of that knowledge. Because he is disrespecting that alim for his knowledge, and that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is a condition for a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a wali of Allah, he has to be an alim. A wali of Allah can only be somebody who is an alim. And if you see somebody who claims to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he has no knowledge of Sharia, then he is not a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a liar. It is a condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that it is only the ulama, only the ulama who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tell me, do the awliya-i-kiram fear Allah or not? Of course, amongst the mankind, amongst humans, those who fear Allah the most are the awliya Allah. And Allah is saying in the Quran that it is only the ulama who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama-i-kiram, they are the ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who reach the status of wilayah, and they are the ones who become from amongst the awliya-i-kiram. And remember, it is not necessary for a person to have been to a Darul Uloom and have studied the Dars-e-Nizami to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The condition is ilm, and ilm can be given in an instant. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to make a jahil person into a wali, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all that knowledge and makes him an alim-e-deen in the split of a second. Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala an was a robber. He used to rob people. Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to rob people. Any caravan that used to go past in the deserts where he resided, he used to rob them. But at the same time, he used to perform his salah. He used to perform his salah with jama'ah. And it is narrated that once Fuzail bin Ayas robbed a group of people who were traveling. From amongst them group of people, the leader, he followed Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala and his people. He follows them and he comes to a place where they stopped. He says to them, who is Fuzail bin Ayaz? They say that he is our leader and he is near the water and he is performing salah. This leader thinks that this person who robbed us, the leader of those who robbed us, he is praying namaz. He is performing salah. What kind of a robber is this person? So he goes near the water and he sees Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala that he is performing wudu. He performs wudu and then he prays namaz and then he sits down with the Quran. He performs nafl salah on his own. He sits down and he reads the Quran. This person goes to Fuzail bin Ayaz and says, Ya Fuzail, O Fuzail, you just robbed us. You robbed all my people who were traveling with me, and here you are performing wuzu, you are reciting the Quran, and you are performing salah. What kind of a robber are you? Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala says that I am fasting at the moment. He was fasting. Roza rakhe hue the. He was fasting as well. He says, I do not want to argue at this moment. But I will tell you that do you not read the Quran? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرْفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The Quran says that perform salah, establish prayer in parts of the day and in parts of the night. Yani the 5 times salah. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for verily, the bad deeds are taken away by the good deeds. Subhanallah. He says, I rob people, but then I perform salah. When I perform salah, all these bad deeds are washed away. Allah forgives me. This is Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala. Once when he went to rob the people, there was a Qari of Quran who was reciting the Quran. And at that time when he was reciting the Quran, he was reciting the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said that, has that time not come? Has the time not come for you to ask for tawbah? Repent from all your sins and enter completely into Islam. This is the meaning of the verse of the Quran. And Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala, at that point, he did tawbah, he repented from his sins, and he said to the people, that all you people, when you go to your homes or to your destination, tell the people that Fuzail bin Ayaz has now done tawbah, and he will not rob from anybody again, and anybody whom I have robbed from, tell them to come to me, and they can take back what I robbed from them. A Jew, a Yahudi, a Jewish man came, and he looks for Fuzail bin Ayaz. He finds Fuzail, and he says, oh Fuzail, you robbed a bag from me once when I was traveling past. Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala says that all the wealth is gathered in such and such a place, go and take it from there. This Yahudi, this Jew, says that, no, I want you to come, you stole it with your hand, I want you to give it back with your hand. So Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala goes with him. In the cave, he finds his bag and he says, this is my bag. Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala says, take it. He says, no, you pick it up and you give it to me in my hands. So Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala, he picks it up with his hands and he gives it to the Jew. The Yahudi looks inside and he sees gold. He sees gold and he throws the bag down and he says to Fuzail, give me your hand, for I accept Islam, for Islam is the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, when people asked him what happened, he says that in this bag there was soil, sand, there was earth, mittiti. He says there was soil, and in my book, in the book that Allah revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, it said that when the last prophet of Allah comes, when Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes, and his ummah, when they will seek repentance from Allah, when they will do tawbah sincerely from their heart, then if they will touch earth, if they will touch soil, then that will become gold. And in this bag there was soil, and that has become gold. Verily, you are a true saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fuzail bin Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala became a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't go to a darul ulum, but Allah gave him that knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that knowledge instantly. And in the same way, there are other awliya-i kiram. Many awliya-i kiram, Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala, he used to drink alcohol. And he used to run a factory of alcohol. But one day when he was going home, he came across a ditch where he fell down. He stumbled and he fell into a ditch of water. He fell inside and he saw a piece of material which said the name of Allah on it. He takes it and he cleans it and he says he was drunk. He was drunk, intoxicated. He says that, oh Allah, your name is so high and beautiful and pure. You are Subhan. You are clean and pure. Your name should not be inside here. It is I who should be inside here. It is I should be inside here. And he cleans it and he takes it home. He takes it home and he puts it in a respectful place at his house. In the morning, the Qutb of his time comes to his door. And he says that, where is Bishr? Sayyiduna Bishr radiallahu ta'ala comes to the door and he says, what have I done? What have I done? Why are you here today? The Qutub of his time says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a message to you. That if you wish, then do tawbah sincerely from your heart. And I will forgive you all your sins and I will raise you to the status of wilayah. Subhanallah, Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala did tawbah at that time in the hands of his kutub, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to wilayah. And so high was his status that Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala, he never used to walk with shoes. He never used to wear anything on his feet. And that is why he is called Hafi. Hafi means barefooted. He was Hafiul Qadamain. He never used to wear any feet. Why? Because he used to say that Allah has made this earth a farsh for us to walk on. Why do we wear shoes for? That is why he never used to wear shoes. Once the people in his time, they brought some water and they brought some sand, some soil. And they put it in the path that Bishr Hafi used to walk on. They put that in the path, why? So that when he walks past, his feet become dirty. And when his feet become dirty, he realizes that he should wear shoes. So Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala is going to the masjid. And he walks on that path. He walks on the soil, on the mud. He walks on that water and soil mixed together, so it was mud. He walks on it, but his feet are not dirty. The people are looking that his feet are still clean. They have not become dirty. They are muta'ajib. They are frustrated that why are his feet not dirty? And then they hear a sound from the ghaib. They hear a sound from the unseen. And the sound says that Bishr Hafi has cleaned his heart. He has cleaned his heart for me, and therefore I have cleaned his feet for him. Subhanallah. This was Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala. And once a faqir, a very poor person, who must have been a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was sitting in the shade of a tree. He was sitting in the shade of a tree in the time of Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala. And he's looking at one place, and he's looking towards this place, and he's trying to think, what is this that I am seeing? And he can't work it out. Somebody was walking past. He calls him and he says, what is that? What is happening over there? This man says to the faqir that it is a dog. A dog is urinating. Kutta peshab kar raha. A dog is urinating. Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala, when he was alive, no dog used to urinate on the earth. No cat used to urinate on the earth. No animal used to urinate on the earth, because they knew, even the animals knew, that Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala walks barefooted on this earth. And therefore when this faqir was told that it is a dog that is urinating on the earth, the faqir says, yes, I did think that it was a dog urinating. But I thought, how can that be when Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala is alive? But now that you have told me, inna lillahi wa inna إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Bishr Hafi radiallahu ta'ala has passed away. Subhanallah. Do you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to give, then He gives in such a way, and He raises the status of sinful people, and they become the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And today we have gathered here to commemorate, to celebrate the urs of some of these awliya ikram. From amongst them, Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala, who doesn't know him? He has written the famous Qasida Burda Sharif, Qasida Muhammadiyya, and many other qasaid in the praise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in his dream, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and put a cloak, a chadar, a piece of cloth over his body, because he had an illness on his body. And when he woke up from that dream, he still had that cloak, he still had that piece of cloth, and he was cured from that illness. Subhanallah. Imam Busayri radiallahu ta'ala, until today, his Mazar Sharif is in Iskandariya in Misr, in Egypt. And people go to visit, in thousands of people go to visit that Mazar Sharif today. And every Friday, every Jum'ah, after the Jum'ah Salah, people gather in that masjid and they recite the Qasida Burda Sharif. Subhanallah. These are the awliya-i-kiram. If you think to yourself that in this world there are many people who have achieved a lot, बहुतों ने बहुत कुछ काम किया यहाँ इस दुनिया में. But think, there are many people who have raised very high buildings. If you look in Dubai, they have built buildings that are so high that they go through the clouds. People have achieved a lot. But when they die, जब वो मर जाते हैं, when they die, does anybody remember their grave? Does anybody remember their qabr? When people walk past their qabr, they don't even know that they are there. But the awliya-i-kiram and the ulama-i-kiram, those people who have achieved something in the deen, when they die, their qabr is remembered. Their grave is remembered. And when people walk past, they know that he is buried there, they say salam. That is the respect that Allah gives to those people who die in the path of Allah. And that is why I congratulate those people who have organized this madrasa. And I congratulate the parents of those children who have sent their children to this madrasa to become an alim adeen. Because those people who gain the knowledge of Islam and those people who work for the deen, Allah raises their status and they are remembered until the day of judgment. Huzur Sayyiduna Allama Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmah, we are here to celebrate his urs as well today. He is the father of Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Bareilvi radiyallahu anhu. What more is there to say? This is enough to say how high his status was. Who else? Sayyiduna Faqihun Nafs, Faqih Azam Hind, Allama Sadrul Sharia Amjad Ali Khan alayhi rahmah. We are here to celebrate his urs as well today. Who was Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah? Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a great faqih, a great alim, a great muhaddith, and a great mufassir. If we look into his life, Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, he first of all gained knowledge in Jaunpur. He gained knowledge from Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri, who was known as Ustazul Asatida. He was the student of Allama Fazle Haq Khairabadi alayhi rahmah. And every alim deen knows Allama Fazle Haq Khairabadi alayhi rahmah. So Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah was the student of the student of Allama Fazlul Haq Khairabadi radiallahu ta'ala. After becoming an alim deen and mastering the sciences of Islam, he traveled to Pilibhit to gain knowledge of hadith from Allama Wasi Ahmad Sulti, Muhaddisi Sulti alayhi rahmah. And he gained complete knowledge of hadith. And who is Muhaddisi Sulti radiallahu ta'ala? Muhaddisi Sulti radiallahu ta'ala is that muhaddith. He is one of the greatest muhaddith that Hindustan has ever seen. He used to say that in Taraweeh, in Ramzan, in Taraweeh, if it was permissible to recite hadith, then in Taraweeh Salat, I would recite Bukhari Sharif, I would recite Muslim Sharif, I would recite Tirmidhi Sharif, and I would recite the other books of hadith. Subhanallah, he was a hafiz of all these books, and this is how much knowledge he had of hadith. He says about Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, he says that this is the best student I have ever seen. Subhanallah. And Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Shagird Mila wo bhi budhape mein. He says that I have gained such a great student, but when I have become so old, when I have become so weak. Subhanallah, Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, his teachers had so much love for him and so much respect for him. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazile Bareilvi radiallahu ta'ala, he once needed an alim adeen. He needed an alim adeen to help him with his work, to work under him. He writes a letter to Huzur Muhaddisi Sulti alayhi rahmah. Huzur Muhaddisi Sulti alayhi rahmah, he sends Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah to Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala and writes a letter with him and says, give this letter to Mawlana Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah. Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, at that time, he learned the knowledge of medication. He became a doctor.
He became a hakim and a doctor, and he used to run a surgery where he lived in Ghazi. But Huzur Muhaddisa Suti alayhi rahma said to him that, no, you must work for the deen, not for tib, not for ilm tib. And thus when he sends him to Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala with this letter, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala reads this letter. And in this letter it says that I have sent the Durre Nayab. I have sent a pearl, a precious stone, a diamond which has no example in this world. This is a diamond that is only one in this world, and I have sent him to you. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Barelvi radiallahu ta'ala gave Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah so much. He gave him so much that at the time of demise, when Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala wrote his wasiyah, he writes in his wasiyah that my janazah salah should be performed by Hujjatul Islam, my son, Hamid Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, on the condition that he knows all the du'as, all the supplications mentioned in the hadith for du'a for the janaza salah. And if he doesn't know them, then Sadru Sharia, without any condition, will lead my salah. Subhanallah, this is Sadru Sharia. And do you know what happened when he passed away? When Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala passed away, Hujjatul Islam radiallahu ta'ala, he was crying so much, and he was so frustrated, and he was in so much trouble, that he comes to Sadr al-Sharia and he says that I can't even read this. I cannot even read this. That is how upset I am. You read it. And you lead the janazah salah of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah says, I am in the same state. I am also upset. I am also frustrated. But Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah leads the janazah salah of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. After the janazah salah, Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah says himself that I came outside the house of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala and I was crying. Tears were falling down my cheek. And he says, I sat down outside on a wall, crying. And I was thinking that when Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala was alive, when he was alive, when masail came to us, jab masail aate the, to unki taraf rujoo karte the. Lekin ab kya karenge? What will we do now? Now Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala has gone away from us. He says, I was thinking this and I fell asleep. I fell asleep outside on the wall, on the floor. Main so gaya. He says, when I fell asleep, I saw in my dream that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala comes out of his door, from the door of his house, with a pile of papers, and he comes to Sadr al-Sharia, who is sitting on that wall. He says, oh Sadr al-Sharia, wake up, stand up, there is a lot of work to do. Why are you sleeping here? Stand up, I am with you. I am still with you. Continue the work for the deen. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah says that since that day, many, many masail have come to me. Bahut pechida masail aaye. Very, very difficult masail and problems came to me. But alhamdulillah, I solved them with ease. I found them very easy. This was because Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala was with him even after he passed away. And until today, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazil-e Barelvi radiallahu ta'ala, helps those who are walking on his maslak. Subhanallah. And Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah was so knowledgeable that once Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah was on his safar, on his travels to Hajj. He was going to do Hajj. On his way, he stopped at Bareilly Sharif and he was very ill. He became very unwell. He was not well. So he rested in Bareilly Sharif. At that time, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah was also preparing for Hajj. And some masail, some questions, some istifta came to Huzur Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah. When these masail came, Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah read the questions. And he says that the answers to these questions, they are not present in my mind at the moment. Abhi dimag mein jawabat mustahzar nahi hai. They are not present. And I am busy in preparing for Hajj. Take these questions to Sittatul Sharia. He will answer these questions. These questions are now taken to Sadrul Sharia. Sadrul Sharia is also going to Hajj. Sadrul Sharia is unwell. He is very ill. But when he looks at these questions, he easily answers all these questions. Subhanallah. This was Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. And Huzur Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan alayhi rahmah says, that Allama Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah was such a great faqih. He was so great that tamam fiqhi kitabon ke tamam abwab ke tamam juz'iyat aapke zehen mein hama waqt mustahzar rehte the. Subhanallah. Every mas'ala from every book of every fiqh was always present in the mind of Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. Subhanallah. Look at these students. Huzur Hafiz Millat alayhi rahmah. What a great student. The Bani, the founder of Al-Jamiatul Ashrafiyya, Mubarakpur. He was such a great scholar that today in this time, most of the ulama in the world are from Al-Jamiatul Ashrafiyya, Mubarakpur. Huzur Hafiz-e-Millat was a student of Sadrul Sharia. Huzur Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan alayhi rahmah. Most of the ulama of Pakistan, and according to the rule, according to the qaida, al-aktharu fi hukm al-kul, it would be correct if I say that every student, every alim-e-deen of Pakistan is a student of Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan alayhi rahmah. He was such a great muhaddith, such a great alim, that if you want to know his knowledge, then read the rudad of the munazra that took place in Bareilly Sharif. He was such a great scholar. These two, Huzur Hafiz-e-Millat, who controlled the whole of Hindustan, India, and Huzur Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, the one who controlled the whole of Pakistan for the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. They were such great scholars, but yet Huzur Hafiz-e-Millat alayhi rahmah says that when we used to study by Sadrul Sharia in his class, after the dars finished, me and Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan alayhi rahmah, we would run towards the door. Hum darwaze ke paas bhagte the, jaldi karte the. And we would try and fight to pick up the shoes of Sayyiduna Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. He says we would argue. I would say that I have the right, I came here first. Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan alayhi rahmah would say, no, I have the right, I am his student as well, I came here first. Huzur Hafiz-e-Millat alayhi rahmah says that we would do sulah on saying that you hold one and I will hold one of the na'lain of Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. And they say that is how we became such great scholars. Subhanallah. This is the way the ulama-i-kiram raised in their statuses, by following the ulama of their time. Subhanallah. Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah was such a great scholar. Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah, time khatam ho gaya. Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah, the teacher Hazrat Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri radiallahu ta'ala, his teacher, who says that I found such a great student, but when I became old. Do you know who Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri alayhi rahmah is? He is one of the greatest students of Allama Fazl-e Haq Khairabadi. And Huzur Muhaddis-e Kabir, Allama Ziaul Mustafa Sahib Qibla, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he says, he is the son of Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. He says that when I became an alim-e-deen, I could not speak. I could not perform taqreer. I could not do speeches. Taqreer nahi kar pata tha. My mother, the wife of Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah, says that, O Ziaul Mustafa, go to the Qabr Sharif of Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri. Go to his Qabr. And on his grave, you will find that there is grass growing. Ghas ug rahi hai. There is grass growing on that grave. Go and pray Fatiha on the mazar of Hazrat Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri alayhi rahmah and take his permission and then eat some of that grass. Allahu Akbar. Allama Ziaul Mustafa Sahib Qibla, Subhanallah, Shahinshahi Khitabah. One of the greatest lecturers of Islam today. He says that I went there, I recited Fatiha, I took permission, and then I ate some of the grass that was growing on the qabr of Allama Hidayatullah Rampuri alayhi rahma. And that is the reason why today I am able to speak to the people.
Subhanallah.
Once a very intellectual man says to me that even the President Barack Obama, even he doesn't travel around the world as much as Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir travels around the world to do speeches for Islam. Subhanallah. These are the teachers of Sadr al-Sharia. And these are the children of Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma. Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma. Every child he had, whether male or female, every one of them are Allama. Every one of them are not only an Alim-e-Deen, not only a Mufti, but every one of them are an Allama of their time. Subhanallah. Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma had 11 sons or more. About 11 sons. Every one of them is an Allama. Subhanallah. Today those who are alive, Allama Ziaul Mustafa Sahab Qibla, Allama Fidaul Mustafa Sahab Qibla, Allama Bahaul Mustafa Sahab Qibla, and Allama Razaul Mustafa Sahab Qibla. All of them, great scholars of their time. And every female, all the daughters he had, even they were all Allama. Subhanallah. Today, one of his daughters is alive. Sayyida Fazila Aisha, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. She is still alive and she gives the dars of hadith in Kulliyatul Banat today. Subhanallah. And her health at the moment is very weak and she has become weak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her strength to continue her work. Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, do you still want to carry on?
Yes.
Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, he used to love to teach. He was a great teacher of his time. And Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir Hafizahullah Ta'ala, once in a meeting of the ulama, the teachers of Al-Jamiatul Amjadiyya, I was also present in that meeting. In that meeting, Huzur Allama Sahib Qibla was saying that the teachers today, they are taking leave. They are not coming to madrasa. They are ghair hazir because they don't feel like teaching today. They take leave for small reasons because their head is hurting. Sar dukh raha hai, sar mein dard hai, aaj main madrasa nahi ja paunga. They do this. But remember Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma. Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, even when he was ill, when he was in the state of Bukhar, when he had a fever, he would still come and teach in his darsgah. Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, once, Allama Sahib says that once, he had a problem in his back, or his stomach, one of the two, because of which he could not sit properly. He couldn't sit, and he would have to sit, and half he was lying down, and half he was sitting. And he couldn't sit properly. But yet, every day he would come into the darsgah and he would teach the dars of hadith. Subhanallah. And Huzur Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma had the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very khush mizaj. He was very nice towards people. He would sometimes smile. It is sunnah to smile. And Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma was the same as well. Once in his darsgah, in the dars of tafsir, in the tafsir of the ayah, where the qissa of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam is mentioned, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. When the malaika, when the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, Ya Allah, why are you creating human beings when they will do fasad in the earth and they will shed blood of each other on the earth? So one of the students, he does the tarjama of this ayah. He says, Aur farishte logo ne kaha, farishte logo ne kaha. The Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma began to smile. He began to smile and he says, ye kaisa angrezi wala tarjama kiya hai, ye to angrez log kehte hai ke ye bandar log aisa karte hai, to bandar bhi hai aur log bhi hai. The Sadr Sharia Alayhi Rahmah was very nice and he would always smile as well. Once a person was performing a speech, ek shakhs taqreer farma rahe the. The Sadr Sharia Alayhi Rahmah was sitting on the stage. And the muqarrir, the speaker says, he was speaking on the topic of wudu. Wudu ke bayan pe taqreer ho rahi thi. So he says in his speech that is tarah chehra dhoye, aur jo is tarah chehra dhoyega to usko kabhi phunsiya nahi hogi. Ye farmaya taqreer mein. To Sadr Sharia Alayhi Rahmah muskuraye aur Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan Alayhi Rahmah, his student, unhein phunsiya bahut hoti thi. To farmate ki wo wuzu nahi karte. Subhanallah. Sadr Sharia Alayhi Rahmah was a great muqarrir as well. He was a great khatib. He used to deliver speeches as well. And who doesn't know Sadrul Afazil Allama Naimuddin Muradabadi Alayhi Rahmah? Sadrul Afazil Alayhi Rahmah, he says that Sadrul Sharia Alayhi Rahmah ki ek takreer se main teen takreere banata hu. With one speech of Huzur Sadrul Sharia Alayhi Rahmah, I can do three speeches. I make three speeches. Because Sadrul Sharia Alayhi Rahmah, he would only speak on that which was needed. He had no lafazi. He had no talk of anything on the side just to make the public happy. He would only speak on the topic and use hadith and the verses of the Quran. And Huzur Muhaddis-e-Azam-e-Hind ki chochvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, everybody knows his profession in speaking. He says that from the speech, from one speech of Sadrul Afazil Allama Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmah, I can do three speeches. Subhanallah. So Sadrul Afazil does three speeches from one speech of Huzur Sadrul Sharia, and Huzur Muhaddis-e-Azam-e-Hind does three speeches from one speech of Huzur Sadrul Afazil. This was the status of Huzur Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. And Huzur Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah, when he passed away, before he passed away, once Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah was in Taraweeh Salah. He was in the Taraweeh Salah. After one of the salam of one of the two units, one of the two rakat, after the salam, somebody came and gave him the news that your son, Hazrat Maulana Shamsul Huda Sahib Qibla, has passed away. Unka intiqal ho gaya. Sadrul Sharia Alayhi Rahma's own son has passed away. Sadrul Sharia Alayhi Rahma says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Abhi taraweeh ki 8 rakat baki hai. Uske baad jo kuch karna hai karenge. Subhanallah. He had no khawf for the dunya. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. He was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no fear of the dunya. He knew that the children have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be taken by Allah whenever He wishes. Subhanallah, this was the status of Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah. And Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah was such a great faqih of his time that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala once came out of his house and he says that a table should be put here. A table was placed in that position. And he says to the people that, O Sadrul Sharia and O Mufti Azam-e-Hind alayhi rahmah, O Amjad Ali and O Mustafa Raza, both of them, you sit over here. I have made you with the authority that Allah has given to me, the Qazi of Hindustan. Subhanallah. Sadrul Sharia and Mufti Azam-e-Hind alayhi rahmah. Both of these scholars, Huzur Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala, had so much ehtimad. He had so much bharosa upon these two scholars. Huzur Sadrul Sharia and Mufti Azam-e-Hind alayhi rahmah. Which simply means that when Sadrul Sharia alayhi rahmah writes a fatwa, Huzur Ala Hazrat was happy with that fatwa. He had complete ehtimad on that fatwa. And when Huzur Mufti Azam-e-Hind alayhi rahmah writes a fatwa, then Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala had complete ehtimad on that fatwa. And when they both write a fatwa and they both agree with each other on one thing, then that is the fatwa of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah, how authentic can that be? That would be the fatwa of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. And it would be near to impossible for any one of you to find a mas'ala where they both have done ikhtilaf with each other. Subhanallah. Now tell me, people today say that on the mas'ala of the chain watch, Ala Hazrat ka koi fatwa to hai nahi ispe. But let me tell you, that look in Fatawa Mustafaviya and look in Fatawa Amjadiya, Huzur Sadru Sharia alayhi rahma and Huzur Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahma, they both agree that it is impermissible to wear the chain watch. So bolo, ya Ala Hazrat ka fatwa hua ki nahi? Both of them have agreed that the chain watch is not permissible. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala, in his time, the watch, the chain watch, was the one that you put in your pocket and you take out and you open. That was the watch. There was no wrist watch in the time of Ala Hazrat. So Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala said that if it is ta'liq on your clothes, then it is allowed, the chain watch. But that is not about the wrist watch. Regarding the wristwatch, Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah and Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah, they have said that it is forbidden. And thus why today do the people not listen? In the same way, there are many other masail that Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah and Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah have both agreed upon and they have both given fatwa on them. Do we not love Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala? Do we not love Sadr al-Sharia and Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah? Then why do we oppose the fatwa of these two scholars? They knew all the masail fiqhiya. They knew all the usul, all the rules and the principles of fiqh. After looking at them, they both agreed that this is the hukum of Sharia. And they also said that salah, performing salah with the use of the microphone is impermissible. What does that mean? Your namaz will count if you have a microphone in front of you. But those people who are behind, when they hear the sound from the microphone and they don't hear the sound of the imam or the mukabbir, or they don't see the action of the mukabbirin or those in front of them, and they simply, only by listening to the speaker, they change their action in namaz, they go into ruku, only then your namaz will become fasid. Do we understand? That is the fatwa of Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahmah and Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahmah. And all of us, as followers of the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala, we should follow this mas'ala. We should follow the fatwa of these ulama-i-kiram. For these ulama-i-kiram were not any normal ulama. They were awliya-i-kiram and they were the greatest scholars of their time. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn the knowledge of our ulama-i-kiram. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow our ulama-i-kiram and to follow the fatawa of our ulama-i-kiram. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to imitate and to walk the way of the ulama-i-kiram. Jazakallahu khairan wa ma'alayna ila al-balagh.
Nare takbir.